The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
And with that, we welcome you back again to Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're going to set for the second half of our CARE Radio basketball doubleheader as the second half of the sub-state finds ACCHS up against Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Getting with me here upstairs, Tom Counts, the public address announcer, is getting set to introduce the starters. And you want to do those starters? You want me to?
I can.
You can.
Okay, starting off with Jefferson County North is number 10, Tara Wistuba, a senior. Number 12, Claire Jobbins, a junior. Number 22, Allison Thompson, a junior. Number 30, Clara Johnson, a sophomore. And number 32, Leah Tweed, a senior. And for ACCHS, is number 4, Macy Barnes, a senior. Number 5, Jordan Kaplinger, a junior. Number 11, Aaliyah Wallace, a junior. Number 12, Addison Putzbaum, a junior. And number 13, Natalie Nitz, a junior.
I'll tell you what, two teams cannot have had not just great games this season, but over the years, how many sub-state championships have come down to a matchup between these two? It's going to be the semifinals here tonight. And as always, you can be absolutely guaranteed it's going to be a great, great game. First game we had tonight was spectacular as a shot with just inside 2 seconds left by Jackson Heights got them a one-point win. But we're set to go here with a ladies' game, the second of our doubleheader, to see who's just going to play on Saturday evening against this Jackson Heights team in a game of the way that you're going to hear here on CARE Radio. The championship games are at 5 and 6:30. Tomorrow night, we're going to be right back down here for 6 o'clock and 7:30 games for the guys' side. We'll be talking about that as we go along. But right now, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Lady Tigers, Lady Chargers. The ball goes up, the tip of the way. JCN is going to control it down, and we're underway. Here comes Jeff North. Chargers with the basketball on the right side. It's going to be Johnson. Her pass into the middle is going to be stolen. Here comes Natalie. Nitz will bring it down. Here's a hot hand left side. The shot is going to be up, and it won't go in for Kaplinger. And rebounding it back down, JCN. That's going to be Claire Jobbins. Bear swings it over to the left side to Lydia. Tweed tries to back in, cut off there, and looking somewhere to go. Brings it out top side, Johnson. Clara goes to the right side. Half a minute into the game. Got no score yet. Chase Ian in the colors, green, with black and white lettering and trim. She's got to get rid of the ball and just doesn't. And Chase Ian turns it over. ACCHS in the home whites with orange and black. Here comes Natalie Nitz. Natalie bringing it up the court. Natalie's the smallest player on the floor, 5'3". Here's the feed underneath. Wallace will take it, comes back out to the left side. Back it comes again. Aaliyah will turn and shoot. It will not go in, and she travels with a basketball. Tigers will turn it back over. A minute into the game, we remain scoreless. Walking it up the floor. Here comes Tara Wisdubin. Good to see Tara, who had banged up an ankle a few games ago, back in there. She's got it on the right side, shoots and draws a foul. It's going to be on Natalie. So Nitz will have her first foul of the game. Natalie picking up foul number one. And coming to the free throw line for JCN, looking for their first point of the game, it'll be Tara Wisduba. Eyes it up. The long look and the free throw. It's up and good. Wisduba has the first point. It is 1-0 JCN. One more shot coming up here. And it will not go in. And we're going to get a foul. Foul is going to be on Macy Thompson. It is her first. Yes, I know when you look at the program, it actually does have Allison, but Macy is what she goes by, so there you go. Top time of the basketball, ACCHS. This is Schlesbaum. She'll dish it in the middle. The feed to Wallace. Back out of top. Schlesbaum for three. It's going to be wide to the left side. And the rebound underneath by Burns. Comes over to Kaplinger. Now to Nitz. She'll hit that three. No. Rins in and out. No. And an offensive rebound. Followed up. No. Offensive rebound. Followed up. Yes. Wallace, after five shots, catches the count. He's able to make it good. So Wallace will get the bucket. And it is a 2-1 game. Atchison County in front. Macy Thompson hands it over to Wisduba. Plays off the screen. Goes in. Goes up. Can't get it. Rebound. Pulled down. Lydia up. Can't get it. Rebound. Pulled down. And we get a foul. We're going to call Tweed for the foul. Reaching in. So Lydia Tweed will have her first foul. And for JCN, it'll be team foul two. Atchison County has been guilty of one. And we're just a minute 10 into the game. Three fouls in the first minute 10. Back up court with it, Addison Schlesbaum. She'll slide her way to the right side. Wants to take the shot, can't. Passes in the middle for Wallace. They'll go to the right side, Nitz. She launches three. That one's no good. And a rebound underneath, pulled down by Jeff North. Player coming up with the basketball, and she'll bring it up the floor. Looks over to the right side, puts it in the hands of Wisduba. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Macy Thompson back to the left side. Comes out on top. Elizabeth Easterday has checked into the game. Back and in. Macy shot is up and blocked, but the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in the game, too. Jefferson County North. Wisduba will check out. Right back into the game is going to come Claire Johnson. And Coach Noel just called her out of the game for a little bit. Want to have a word with her. Going to give her a little insight, a little advice, something they want to see her doing out of the floor. And now as the Chargers put the ball in play, it's going to be stolen. ACCHS up the court. Schlesbaum will drive and shoot. Can't get it. Rebound. Fought for it. Thompson is going to cover it up. Here comes Jeff North. Into the forecourt with the basketball as Jobbins goes over to the right side to Johnson. Inside five to play in the opening quarter. It's a 2-1 game. The shot from the outside. That's a three. Up and good. Claire Jobbins. 4-2, Atchison County, 4:44 to go. 4-2, JCN, with 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Schlesbaum comes it over to the left side. Here's a running shot, Bowerly. Up, no good. Rebounding it out is going to be Jeff North. Johnson coming up with the basketball, and Clara will bring it up the floor. Takes it across to the middle, working to the right side against Bowerly. Stops way up high between the circles. They're looking to go back door, can't get it there. Back over to the left side of Johnson, picked up on a double team, splits the two, and somehow shoots it up and in. What a job by Clara Johnson. It is now 6-2, Jeff North. We are midpoint of a quickly moving opening quarter. Walking up with it is going to be Natalie Nitz. Feeds in the middle. Schlitzbaum. She'll go from 15. No. Rebound. Wallace follows it home. Aaliyah Wallace has all of her team scoring, and it is 6-4. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. Back up with it will come Elizabeth Easterday. Stops. Comes over to the right side to Johnson. You've got Abby Laird and Tara Wastuba, both at the scorer's table for JCN. Ball comes back out on top to Chopin. Over to the left side to Easterday. 3.5 to go, opening quarter, 6-4. Lady Chargers out in front. Johnson will have it to the right side, works it out between the circles with a left-hand dribble, going to the left side toward the top. Directing some traffic, kicks it over to Jobin. She's got Schlitzbaum defending her. Back out on top, it'll go. Tweed has it. Lydia looks inside and doesn't do it. Back it'll come to Johnson. JCN showing excellent patience for the basketball right now. Here's Jobbins, cuts into the lane, goes from 13, two more. So, right now, you've got a couple of nice shots going up and in, and a timeout taken by Atchison County. We're going to take a timeout with the Lady Tigers, down to 2:58 to play, opening quarter, JCN 8, ACCHS 4.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Addison Schlitzbaum off the floor. She's been nursing, it seems like, maybe an ankle or foot injury. And doesn't seem to be quite 100%. She's out of the game, and the freshman, Bowerly, has come in a little while ago. Tigers have the basketball, trailing it by four. Here's a three for Nitz. It's going to be way short. And a rebound on the floor, rolling around. JCN is going to pick it up. It'll be Kara Wastuba getting knocked to the floor. And I thought Coach Snow was going to go for a rebound there for a second. We're going to have the foul called on ACCHS. Jenna Pitts will have her first foul. And here comes Wastuba. Right side, Easterday. Kicks it to the right to Johnson. Clara looking in, goes way out on top job. And she's had the hot hand here early. Here's a shot from the right side for three. Rims out, no good. Underneath, it's going to be Abby. The freshman goes up. The shot's going to be knocked away, a little bit deflected. And a rebound for the Tigers down to Laney Panel. 2:10 to go, opening quarter. Still an 8-4 lead. JCN in a low, low scoring start to the game. Left side with it for Atchison County is going to be Panel. He's got a deep corner. JCN flexing his own defense. Now they'll take it to the right to Bowerly. She's not shy about putting up that long shot. Here's a beautiful backdoor pass, and the ball's going to be slapped free and knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Wallace, and it'll come back in again to Atchison County at their offensive baseline. 1:49 to go in the opening quarter. Schlitzbaum is going to check back into the game. Looks over at Coach, not really sure for whom she's coming in, and it's going to be Laney who checks out. Tigers bring it in. An undefended shot is up for Bowerly, who misses it. And the rebound, and Wallace crashes into the middle and will pick up the foul. She kind of bowls over Claire. And Aaliyah will have foul number one. It'll be Tiger team foul three. It remains 8-4 JCN. And now the Tigers are going to apply a little full court pressure on the inbound. Easterday looking to bring it up. Goes Jobbins into the forecourt with Stuba. She'll drive left, goes in, goes up, give her two. Tara Wastuba has 3 points. It is now 10-4. We're at 1.5 to go here in the first quarter. Natalie Nitz slowly up the floor, very patiently, works the ball, swings it over to the left side. That's Jenna over there. Pitts looks inside, back out on top. Natalie into the left corner now. Addison for three. Nope. And a rebound down to Easterday. Elizabeth will work her way into the forecourt, weaving it over to the right side. Kicks it back behind her. Wastuba head fakes her defender, puts up a jumper, and got fouled. So Tara Wastuba will be coming to the free throw line. And that is going to be the second foul by Jenna Pitts. A minute, one to play opening quarter. Kara Wasduba is one of two at the free throw line and has 3 points so far tonight. The first one. Yep. It is now 11-4. Back into the game comes Thompson, and Laird will check out for JCN. I love how they put the kids' formal names on these programs at the sub-state. Second free throw, also good. It's 12-4. I know Abby Laird, but it's really Abigail, which is kind of nice. Here come the Lady Tigers. They find themselves down 8 with a minute to go. Here's a 3 from the top. Nitz very wide to the right side of the rebound. Johnson. JCN coming the other way. Johnson comes out on top. Holding the ball up high is going to be with Stuba. Back over to the right side, Easterday. Down to the corner, the baseline. Long 2 is up and missing. Wallace clears down the rebound, kicks it over to Addison, and Schlenzbaum comes up the floor. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Schlenzbaum will weave her way over to the right side, pulls up a dribble, launches it across, and it's going to be batted free. Saved by Nitz. That was a great effort for Natalie. Able to rescue the ball, takes it to the baseline, brings it out on top. Wallace between the circles again to Schlenzbaum. 15 seconds left, opening quarter. Coach Austin Eckert is on his feet, kind of telegraphing into his team what he wants. 7 seconds, now 6. Schlenzbaum from the top, that's way short. Rebounding down, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they're not going to get a shot away. That will take us to the end of the opening quarter. I'm on the floor in the first quarter of game 2 is in the book. It's Jefferson County North 12, ACCHS 4.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Get ready to go to the second quarter. It's 12 for our game. Izzy, what do you got for scoring in that opening quarter over here?
Well, ACCHS's only points came from Aaliyah Wallace with 4. Tara Wasduba had 5. Claire Jobin, she also had 5. And then with 2 had Clara Johnson.
So there you go. It is 12-4 and up court with the basketball. ACCHS to begin the second quarter. They're going to switch it up a little bit and bring back the starting 5. Long cross-court pass, Schlenzbaum. Back over to the left, Nitz. Shooter shoot, and this 3 is up and it will not go in. And a rebound pulled down by Blair. Johnson will take it into the forecourt. 7.5 to go in the first half. Was stupid with it out on top. Coach Steve Knoll is on his feet. I think he's working as hard as the kids out there. He's telling him what he wants them to play. Swing round to the left side. And Jobbins out on top. Was stupid. Thought about the 3. Then does it. Steps into the lane. Dishes back to the left. Here's Johnson for 3. It's online, but a little too strong. And a rebound out on top. Schlenzbaum. She's bringing it down the court. She will stumble her way in and somehow hit it anyway. She's an athlete. Addison Schlenzbaum has 2. It is 12-6. Jefferson County North. We're a minute into the second quarter. JCM with the ball topside and working between the circles with it. They'll dish it over to the right to Lydia. Tweed way out on the wing. Now back between the circles with Stuba. Right side, Jobbins. They go from the top between the circles to the right wing. Back to the top, back to the right wing. Depending on who's there, who gets the ball, but it always goes right wing. Now with Stuba will drive, cut through 3 defenders, puts a shot up and misses. Getting the ball, looking for her own rebound, and will be tied up by Macy Burns. Position here will come back to JCN. 6.5 to go in the first half. Chargers with the basketball, leading it by a half dozen. Here's a long 2, rims out, no. Rebound tipped out on top. Burns will control it down. And back up the floor is going to come Natalie. Nitz has taken a bunch of shots, hasn't hit one yet, but she will keep shooting, and she will score. And when she gets hot, you got to look out, because she can score. She'll take it to the right side, passes up a three, and then Bucket steps out of bounds. Bucket comes to Jeff North. 6:15 to go in the half. JCN has not yet scored in the second half. But Stuba brings it up at the center. Comes all the way to the top. Hope pulls up her dribble. Macy Thompson now playing above the circle. He's the 6 foot center for JCN. Out on top, Pustuba goes right side, Lydia. The cutter to the right, Jobbins goes up, and we're going to get a jump ball called. And nice job by Wallace just staying on top of the ball and not picking up a foul. She already has one. Position arrow this time, Lady Tigers. Here comes ACCHS. They will walk it up the floor. Very slowly comes Nitz. Back over to the left side, Jordan Kaplinger. Kaplinger in the corner. Burns back out on top. Schlesbaum feeds underneath the Wallace. Into the lane. Hooks it off the window and missed it. Rebounding it down is going to be Thompson. Back up the floor. It's Jefferson County North. Jobbins. She's got kind of a trademark. Just a violent, hard dribble with that right hand as she brings it up court. Comes right side. Lydia. And she will dribble it on top. Always scares me when a five dribbles the basketball. Now she's gotten in trouble, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach knows that this isn't what I want you to be doing, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, just over 5 minutes to go. Opening half of game two. It is Jeff North 12, Atchison County 6.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good to have you back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas. And Izzy and I are chatting at the break. You don't see a lot of 1-3-1 zone defense at this level. And we're seeing that here tonight from JCN. Tigers have gone to a player defense here. And a feed in the middle for Macy was a off-the-mark kind of a pass. And now Wallace falling out of bounds, stumbles backward, but is able to get rid of the ball before she goes out of play. Atchison County into the forecourt. Topside with it is going to be Kaplinger. Back to Schlesbaum. She'll go for 14. That's an air ball away. Short followed up and missed again. And rebounding it down. Here comes JCN. Flying down the court. Coast to coast is Johnson. Dumps it off on top. Kara, little head fake. Goes right. Goes in. Gets two. Kara with Stuba with seven. And it's 14-6. An 8-point lead for the second time in a game for Jefferson County North and 4:15 to play in the first half. Schlesbaum kind of drops the shoulder, goes to Nitz. There's the three. You knew she would hit him. And she is a scorer, and she's a perimeter shooter, and that means she's got to keep shooting the ball. It's now 14-9, and we're inside 4 minutes to go, first half. Lydia Tweed will take it to the left side of the free throw line, kicks it over to Wistuba, back out on top, Lydia. Top side, Jobbins. Claire will work to the right, spins into the lane, has the ball knocked out of her hands in. We've got a foul called. It's going to put Jefferson County North on the free throw line with 3:44 to play. First half, it is foul number one on Addison Schlesbaum. And for the Tigers, it'll be team foul five. The free throw, yes. Claire Jobbins has her 6th point of the game. But for JCN, you can see the scoring is coming at the perimeter. Wistuba has 7. Claire Jobbins has 6. Macy Thompson's going to come out, and Clara Johnson is going to come out right now for Coach Snow. Second free throw, too strong, and the rebound. Abby Laird's going to chase it down the sophomore. And now the pass on top is loose on the floor, and they're going to let him fight it out. Tigers will come away with it. And Schlesbaum comes down. Is it going to be a block? It is. I thought there's a great likelihood that could have been a player control foul. Izzy shakes her head. 3:36 to go. First half, it'll be foul number one on Tara with Stubeck. Charger team foul three. This will happen to the right side. Goes Wallace. She will turn and we'll get a couple of free throws out of video. Our official will walk over and indicate the foul. It is going to be the second foul on Tara with Stuba. And that's a problem for JCN. And Wallace throws it right in. Aaliyah Wallace continues to lead her team in scoring. She now has 5 of her team's 10 points. .329 to go in the half. Wallace second free throw. Perfect. It is now a 4-point game as Aaliyah has 6. JCN battling a little full court pressure. They brought Powerly back in for the Tigers. Up court pass over to the right side. Easterday comes back on top. Schlesbaum reaches in at nearly a foul, but Jobbins is going to pull it away. Go right side Easterday. Easterday will cut into the lane, puts up a shot, and we're going to get an offensive foul called. Wow, that's a tough call in the middle, drawn from the baseline. And it's going to be a foul on Jefferson County North. It is the first foul of the game, and that was an offensive foul off the ball called against Clara Johnson. With 3:07 to go in the first half, JCN's 4-point lead in jeopardy is Atchison County's coming up the court with it. Here comes Schlesbaum. She'll start to the right side, dump it to the left to Bowerly. Skip over to the right side. The drive by Nitz. The skip across. The dish on top. The long three is launched and rims out. No good. Rebound, Macy Thompson. Here comes JCN. Lady Chargers run off in a 1-3-1 zone, I think. Here's a drive to the baseline. The shot is up, missing. And rebound, Easterday. Jefferson County North is going to retain possession of the basketball with 2.5 to go in the opening half. Out on top of it is going to be Johnson. Back over to the left side to Easterday. Tigers in a 2-3. Here's a 3. Johnson, no. Rebound, tipped out, and it's on the floor. Schlesbaum is going to pick it up. Weaver Wade down the floor. Drive is blocked from behind, and oh, we're going to get a foul on Johnson. A couple of free throws coming up for Addison Schlesbaum, who has 2 points today. And I believe 2. Yep, it's going to be 2 fouls on Clara Johnson. At the free throw line for Atchison County, it's going to be Addison Schlesbaum. Her first free throw rolls and rolls around and in. That'll be her 3rd point tonight. Wallace is coming out of the game, and Nitz coming out of the game for Coach Eckert. Macy Burns comes back in, and Jenna Pitts will return to the floor. Second free throw for Schlesbaum. Up, rolling, and she'll get the roll again. Kind of bounced and bound around a little bit, but it's now 15-13, JCN. Chargers into the forecourt on the outlet pass. Easterday will catch up to it, bring it out on top to Jobbins. And we've got 2 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a 3. Off the back and good. How about that long shot by Claire Jobbins, and she's got 9. 18-13. And a minute 50 to go in the half. Claire Jobbins, this is back-to-back games where she's had a very hot hand. We saw her against MHMA the other night, knocked down a few from outside. Driving in, the shot is going to be up for Bowerly. It hangs on the front lip of the rim, and it'll roll in. So Bowerly will have her first point of the game. 18-15. Minute 20 to go before halftime. On the left side is going to be Thompson. Back to the free throw line. Lydia Tweed shoots from 14. No. Rebound. And we have a foul. And we're going to have a 1-1 going the other way. And this foul off the ball. I did not see it happen. And I'm not quite sure what happened here. The foul is going to be on Lydia. It'll be her second. So for JCN, Kara Wastuba, Clara Johnson, and Lydia Tweed, each now with 2 fouls. And Coach Eckert is trying to take Macy Burns out of the game. And the official walks through and says, really, Coach, can't let you take her out of the game. She's got to shoot the free throws. Then you can take her out, but can't take out the girl who's coming to the free throw line. At the line, Macy Burns. Macy is senior. Looking for her first point of the game. The 1-1 miss. Rebound on the floor. Jeff North will clear it away. up with it. Claire Jobbins. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Easterday to Thompson. Easterday again. That 2-3 zone really flexing out wide. In fact, the guards are above the three-point circle a lot. Back over the left side to Thompson. JCN going to find a cutter here because there's just so much daylight in the center. 50 seconds left in the half. There's the cutter. The shot up. Nope, but there's a foul on Wallace. They fed in the middle to Abby Laird. And Abby's going to come to the free throw line. For Aaliyah Wallace, it'll be foul number two. The free throw off the window and good. I don't believe that's what she was looking for, but she's going to take it. First point of the game for Abigail. Abby's second free throw rolls right in. She's got her first 2 points of the game, and it's 20-15 Chargers. Kind of 46 seconds to go in the half. And again, this game moving along quickly, and now Coach Ecker can take Macy out of the game. Here comes Natalie Nitz. She's come back in. See if she puts something up from the outside here. She's got it out on top, 35 seconds. Now the ball jumps down the court. Jobbins goes up, has a strip out of her hands, and JT's going to save it. They'll feed underneath. Easterday gets fouled on a wild swing of the ball by Powerly. She came down and absolutely had clear in her mind she was going to block that shot. She commits an apparent foul at the same time. Bowerly will have her first foul, and Elizabeth Easterday will come to the line. Shot, score. From Worm here for the senior. Elizabeth taking her time. Little knee bend, right hand shot. This one rims around, won't go in. Rebound, Laird misses the follow shot. And we've got a Charger foul on the ultimate rebound. It's going to go back the other way. Macy Thompson argues with the official coming up the floor saying, are you kidding me? So for Macy, I think that will be her second. So we've got four players for JCN with two fouls each. And again, we walk all the way to the other end of the court. And with 23 seconds left in the half, we're going to have four free throw shots. These will be taken by the Tigers, Jenna Pitts. Laird's going to come out of the game for JCN, and also checking out of the lineup is going to be Zeta. Free throw. No. Rebound, Jeff North. Here comes JCN, and back into the ballgame is Tara Wistuba. 13, 12, 11 seconds left now in the half. Thompson will have it on the left side. Comes out on top, Johnson. Wistuba, 7 seconds, 6. Jobbins has it right side, spins in, dumps it into the middle. The shot up won't go, and that's going to take us to halftime. It's intermission in Valley Falls. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker room. It's Jefferson County North 21, ACCHS 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682. Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in Valley Falls for the Class 2A sub-state. And as they go to the locker room, it's a 21-15 lead for JC and over ACCHS. The coaching staff for ACCHS still out on the bench talking about things, letting their team go in, have a little water and kind of cool down for a minute as the coaches decide what they're going to tell them when they get to the locker room. I'm going to tell you how the scoring went in the first half. How about that? First of all, for Jefferson County North, it was a 9-point half for Claire Jobbins. Following her, Tara Wisduba had 7-2 apiece for Clara Johnson and Abby Laird, and one of the first half for Elizabeth Easterday. For ACCHS, Aaliyah Wallace led the way with 4 points. It was Addison Schletzbaum, or Aaliyah Wallace with 6, Addison Schletzbaum 4. 3.5 for Natalie Nitz and Mackenzie Bowerly hitting 2. ACCHS scoring a lot of points in the second quarter, 11, and many of them at the free throw line where they were, 2-4 of 6. So there you go. Foul trouble. Could be some. Atchison County with Wallish and Pitts, 2 apiece for JCN. Wisduba, Thompson, Johnson, Tweed, each with 2. First game of the night, a thriller, a 1-point win for Jackson Heights. We'll see if this one comes down the same way. We'll be back to bring it to you, but right now, with your intermission score at a Valley Falls Class 2A sub-state, the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 21, ACCHS 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, it's halftime.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball this evening. We will be returning to the Valley Falls Substate Girls Tournament action in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow night, right here at Hot Country 93.7, starting at 6 p.m. in the evening, we will have Valley Falls Substate Boys action with JCN versus ACCHS. Valley Falls will take on Mar Hill at 7:30 tomorrow evening. Coming up on Saturday, we've got Valley Falls Finals with the girls game final at 5:30 right here at Hot Country 93.7 and the boys game at 7 p.m. or so. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
All right, taking a look around the area, we, of course, have the final in the girls' basketball game that we broadcasted earlier here. It was Jackson Heights 47, Riverside 46. Taking a look at some of the boys' finals, it was Hanover over Southern Cloud 66-35. Nemaha Central fell to Sabetha in an overtime win. It was Sabetha 49, Nemaha Central 46 in the boys' game. Centralia had a 58-52 victory over Carr Parvell. Washington County fell to Solomon with a score of Solomon 58, Washington County 39. At the half, it is Wetmore leading Axtell 33-22. And in the Royal Valley Marysville game, it's the first quarter, it was Royal Valley 13, Marysville 8. And again, with the first quarter score in the Troy Frankfurt game, it is Troy Boys 10, Frankfurt 6. In this game, JCN is leading ACCHS 21-15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 57. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows dip down to about 37. High of 72. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms. Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison in North Atchison. We're reading 45.0 degrees up there. The winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 64%. Barometric pressure is steady at 30.19 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 34 degrees Fahrenheit. And we've got a feels-like temperature of 39 degrees out there. We'll be returning to Tom Carrot's courtside in just about a moment.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back. And as quickly as that, a shot goes up, JCN, and doesn't go in. Chargers, though, are going to come up with the offensive rebound and bring it back out on top. Here's Claire Jobbins. Goes three! Claire Jobbins! She will have her 12th point of the ball game, and it goes to 24-19, or 15 rather, a 9-point lead for Jeff North, half a minute into quarter three. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. That was him back there doing that great work. Here's a pass in the middle for the Tigers, and a turnaround shot, no, and a double dribble. Back is going to come to JCN. Is he with me here upstairs? Tom Cowson. I don't know how warm it is down on the floor, but it's toasty up here as we're up in the rafters of the Valley Falls Gymnasium, and it is warm in here tonight. But a tremendous crowd on hand. JCN coming up the floor, the ball is loose now on the floor, and it's rolling around, it's still rolling around. Finally, they're going to reach in and tie the thing up. Wallace just lying on the floor, but doing a tremendous job of keeping the ball in check. It is going to be with alternate possession back to Atchison County. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long way to play in this one. Addison Schlitzbaum skips her way into the forecourt. Goes over to the right side to Kaplinger. Jordan kicks it over to Natalie. JCN, if you watch them, they're in a 1-3-1 zone. If you'll notice, running the baseline is going to be Lydia. Here's the feed to the right corner to baseline three. There it is, the second three of the game for Natalie Nitt. And it's 24-18. 6.5 to go in the third quarter and a Tiger foul. Going to be the first foul of the ball game for Macy Burns for ACCHS. Chargers will be putting it in play at their baseline. They will bring it in the middle, and on the inbound we get another Tiger foul. This one may be on Jordan. No, it is not. This one is going to be on Natalie. It'll be two fouls for Natalie Nitt. Team foul two of the second half for Atchison County. Chargers putting the ball in play, leading it 24-18. They'll swing it around to the left side. Jobbins, long cross-court pass to Wistuba to the free throw line. Cutting into the middle. A shot is deflected. Offensive rebound pulled down. Jump shot off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Thompson comes up and scores two. Macy Thompson getting her first points of the game, and it's 26-18. GCN. We've got 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tigers back into the forecourt, taking it over to the right side. It's going to be Jordan Kaplinger. They'll lob it out on top. Schlitzbaum, Kaplinger again. Schlitzbaum, baseline left, Nitt. Schlitzbaum. Back and forth they go from side to side. Jason has shifted up the zone, though. You see that? It's not 1-3-1 anymore. It's more of a 2-3, or 3-2, rather, 3-2. Tigers trying to analyze this a little bit. Is he analyzed that? That's a 3-2. Here's a cut into the lane, and a nice driving layup. Looked easy for Schlitzbaum. Addison Schlitzbaum has a half a dozen. 26-20. Still a long way to go. We got a timeout. Yep. Taking a timeout of the court. Let's do it. Joseph, 5:24 to go in the third quarter. Stick with us. It's going to be a great finish. Right now, Atchison County trails Jeff North, 26-20.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, Jefferson County North putting the ball in play, gets the full court pressure. They'll break the press, drive down. Shot's going to be blocked by Wallish. And rebounding it back down, here come the Lady Tigers. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Natalie Nitz will bring it up. She'll slide right, up at the three, then goes back on the right side to Schlitzbaum instead. Cross court it goes to Kaplinger. Back out on top, Nitz. Kaplinger left side. Tigers wanting to take some of those shots and then not going to take them. Here's driving in, Schlitzbaum in traffic. Shot, nope. Rebound tipped out. Chargers are going to pull it down. Here comes Tara Wistuba. Kicks it up to Claire. Jobbins looks back door and throws it into way too much traffic and an unnecessary turnover. Back up court with it will come Atchison County. They got Schlitzbaum shifted to the one spot now. They bring Nitz over to the two so they can isolate her in the corner and look for the long shot. And here's Nitz for another three. That one will not go down. And the rebound, it was Stuba. Kara will run it up the court. It is a three-on-three break, and Stuba's going to slow it down. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Abby Laird is going to come back in, and Elizabeth Easterday, both returning to the floor. It'll be put in play for Jefferson County North by Lydia Tweed. Lydia will bring it in, take it back, drive in, travel with the ball, and the Chargers with another turnover. 26-20. Only a two-possession lead right now for Jefferson County North. They have led by as many as 9. ACCHS has led by as many as 1. They led 2-1, or their only lead of the evening. Topside Nitz, Schletzbaum. They feed it over now to Bowerly, who goes to the corner, loses it for a minute, is able to pick it up off the dribble. Now a cutter into the center. Sliding shot is up and missing, and a rebound is on the floor, and players lying all over top of one another out there. It's more wrestling than basketball right now. And again, the officials kind of letting them go a little bit. And we mentioned this during the previous game, and the same thing happens here. In playoff games, they're going to give them a little more latitude, let them bang around just a little bit more. Jay's going to make a couple of substitutions, and here come the Lady Tigers. It's in, and Schletzbaum will train a three. So for Addison, she's warmed up after a scoreless opening quarter. 4 in the second quarter and already 5 here in the third. It is 26-23. 3.5 to go, and it's been almost 4 minutes now since Jefferson County North has scored. Into the forecourt they will come. The feed to Johnson, and she will double dribble it. And JPN right now doesn't look like they're the most focused team. Going to get Laird back out and back into the lineup again. You're going to get Lydia Tweed. So Tweed will take the 5 with Thompson moving to the 4, I think. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Tigers with the basketball trailing it by 3 and looking for the tie. Won't go in. Macy comes down with a rebound and Wallace is over the back. Aaliyah Wallace, foul number 3. She's walking up the court, kind of talking to, I guess, herself or whoever's going to listen. She's not real happy with that third foul call. And Atchison County is going to apply full court pressure on the inbound. It comes into Claire. To Lydia. Back to Claire. Jobbins trying to bring it up. She's triple teamed, which means there are open players down the floor, and she will find one of them who travels with a basketball. So the Chargers getting some opportunities, but right now, they're kind of their own worst enemy with these turnovers, and we're at 3 minutes to go in the third. And again, the Tigers have a chance to tie this thing up. JC has been able to score only 5 here in the third quarter. Pass comes out on top to Nitz. Back over to Schletzbaum. Either one of those will shoot the 3. Bowerly will like to shoot the 3. She puts this one up. It's well off the mark, and a rebound comes down to Wistuba. She's knocked to the floor. No foul. Gets it over to Claire Johnson. And here comes Jefferson County North. And now we're going to get a foul on Mitz as she reaches in. And for Natalie, it is 3. So Wallace and Mitz have 3 fouls each. Burns will come out of the game and into the lineup for Atchison County. It's going to come Laney Panel. 2:28 to play in the third quarter. It's a 26-23 JCN lead. And a game that was kind of offensive-minded is not that anymore. His scoring is really, really, really slowed up. Johnson will take it up topside. Tigers are going 1-3-1 now. And Natalie will work the baseline. Here's a 3. Yes. The 3 from Clara Johnson. Her 5th point to the game, and it's 29-23. Jeff North. We're down to the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. Again, the Tigers will be patient. There's no reason to panic. No reason to rush this. Nitz will have it right side. Back out on top to Schletzbaum. She'll ease over to the left side. Goes to Bowerly. Bowerly cuts into the middle. Dumps it back out on top. Nitz. Kind of a running shot to get that one that far. And she's going to lose it out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Jefferson County North. To get that really, really long shot, and that was a 7.5 above the 3-point circle. She kind of goes forward. It gets a little inertia into that ball. And we've got a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with a minute 37 to go. We're in the third quarter in Valley Falls, Class 2A Substate. Jeff North, 29, Atchison County, 23.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral and ton lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
For the whole timeout being utilized here, we've got a minute 37 to go in the third quarter. Coming off the floor, or out onto the floor for ACCHS, Aaliyah Walsh and Natalie Mintz, players with three fouls apiece. You've also got Mackenzie Bowerly, Addison Schlenzbaum, and running it out, it'll be Lainey Panel for JCN. We've got Tara Wistuba, Claire Jobbins, Clara Johnson, Macy Thompson, and putting the ball in play is going to be Lydia Tweed. Up the floor with a JC and having a little trouble. Johnson has it, still not across the timeline, lobs it up the floor and throws it away, and JC and wastes the possession. Minute 25 to go in the third quarter, and the Chargers waste the possession. Those things are precious. Here comes Schlenzbaum. And JC and they go down the court, not pressing on the upcourt play. Back in, they come into that 3-2 zone. They're really trying to, I think, prevent those top shots. And here will come one from Bowerly. She launches a three, doesn't get it. And the rebound, there's a foul and all of that. And our official from the near side will trot over to the scorer's table. It's going to be Tara Wistuba, number three. Carroll will have the first foul of the second half committed by JCN, and we're down to a minute five to go in the third. Bowerly looking to put it in play, comes out on top to Nitz. Right side panel. Staying in the 3-2 zone. Nitz will drive and travel with the ball. See, when you take more than so many steps, it's a traveling pass.
Unlike a Euro step.
Well, here we go. Johnson will go coast to coast, drive in and miss the layup, go for the rebound and get it back. Now down to the baseline, it's going to be taken away by Nitz. 45 seconds to go in the third. Nitz races down the court, goes to Schlenzbaum. Her shot well off the mark. And we've got a little collision down to the baseline. A couple of players end up on the floor. And let's see where the foul is going to come. The foul is going to be the third of the game by Lydia Tweed. JCN team foul two of the second half. Lydia comes out of the game, and Johnson also coming out. The Chargers will bring Laird and Easterday back in. 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. It comes in. Schlenzbaum goes three, misses it. And we have a foul. And it's going to be on Macy. I guess the official says that she got her down in the corner as she was shooting, apparently, and Coach Noel asks for a little clarification. So back in with the basketball. Here come the Tigers, trailing by a half a dozen. Long cross court pass, Bowerly goes left side, back out on top. Here's another one. That was blocked by Macy. Addison Schlenzbaum taking that shot from about the shoulder, which is where she shoots. And that one was just rejected to the ground, right at her feet. JCN is going to pick it up. Here's Jobbins with it out on top. 14, 13, rolling it down toward the end of the quarter. Now driving in Laird, knocked out of her hand, picked up with seven. Schlenzbaum up with five. She'll drive into the lane. Goes in for the easy two and missed it. Rebound JCN. The half-court shot of the buzzer is going to be off the backboard, and we are through three. Going to the fourth quarter in the Class 2A Sumstein and Valley Falls. ACCHS 29, or excuse me, JCN 29, ACCHS 23.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We're set to go to the fourth quarter. The last game came down to the final shot with less than 2 seconds to play. And you know what it is? This one might come down to exactly the same thing. It's a 29-23 Jefferson County North lead right now. ACCHS coming into the ball game at 18-4. JCN coming into the game at 14-8. And for the Chargers, it'll be the original starting five out there. With Stuba, Jobbins, Thompson, Johnson, Tweed. For ACCHS, you've got Bowerly, Panel, Schletzbaum, Wallish, and Nitz. And they're in the 1-3-1. Chargers have it in play, and we are underway in the fourth quarter. Johnson goes three right out of the gate. It's up and no. Offensive rebound. And Macy, with perfect interior position, is fouled over the back. That whistle's going to be on Laney Panel. Laney picking up only her first foul of the game, but it'll be Tiger team foul five. Here comes JCN stepping up there. Macy's only got 2 points, hasn't had a free throw tonight, and that one's way short. Macy Thompson, one more shot coming here. Well, we don't have height. Macy is a junior and probably 6 foot tall. Second free throw. Perfect. She'll have her third point. It is now 30-23. 23 points through three quarters. That is some great defense. 7:44 to play in the game. Tigers will go over to the left block, stepping in. Bowerly misses it. Thompson rebounds it. They're going to call a foul on the Chargers. Our official heads for the scorers table. They're going to call Macy for the push. And now Macy's in some trouble. That will be foul number four. She's the first player for either team to pick up a fourth foul. Bowerly's at the line. The freshman shoots and scores. That is the third point of the game for Mackenzie Bowerly. And it is 30-24. We've got a long way to go in this. Still 7:37. Second free throw. She will get them both. And Bowerly has four. Chargers putting it in against the full court pressure. Ostuba coming up the court. Has it knocked out of her hands. And here comes Atchison County. Schletzbaum will drive right. Cuts through. Shoots and scores. Schletzbaum putting on a nice move. And that was the Euro step, if you want to call it that. Schletzbaum has 11. And it's 30-27. 7:15 to go. And that is just how quickly the Tigers can score points. I mean, they can turn you over and get to the other end in a hurry. They can shoot it inside, outside. Got great, great perimeter shooting and can close the gap in a hurry. The key for JCN will be patient. Inside 7 minutes to go. 30-27. Back out topside with it. Tweed. Laird. They'll look for the back door. The ball's batted away. Sue's on the floor and now covered up. And we've got people throwing one another to the floor out there. Bowerly jumps on top of Wistuba and they go to the hardwood. The jump ball called. It'll come back into Atchison County. 6:40 to go. Nitz into the forecourt. She'll have it up top side. Swings it left. Panel into the corner to Bowerly. Back out on top, Nitz. Back to Bowerly. She will spin into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped out of her hands. And we have players tripped and thrown on the floor and a shot from the outside. I guess Schletzbaum hit it. I'm too busy watching the players try to get hurt down there. I'm going to give it to Schletzbaum. I don't know. Is that who hit it? Okay. So it is a 30-30 ball game with 6 minutes to play. Topside with it is with Stuba and JCN taking a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. 6 minutes to play. Jeff North, Atchison County. We're even at 30.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
All But 6 minutes to go in the ball game. We have a great finish in store for you. It is a 30-30 game. Jefferson County North, ACCHS. They have played already this year, and then they played again this year. Both of the first two wins have gone to Atchison County. Now, JCN, who's had a lead for virtually the entire game, find themselves in a little trouble here. I mean, wondering. You've got to wonder if they're questioning themselves a little bit. And if maybe they're just pushing a little too hard. Over to the right side is going to be Clara Johnson. This next score is going to be big. I would tell you the team that scores next probably wins this game. Tied here at 30 with 5:40 to go. So if the Tigers complete the comeback and have the momentum to go ahead, or if JC is able to fend them off and go back and push back in front again. Here's Jobbins, goes right side to Tweed. So JC, and if you are questioning how patient they are, they're being really patient here now. The feed comes in the middle. Laird will go up and draw the foul on Wallace. And for Aaliyah, that'll be four. Will she be brought out of the game, or are they just going to leave room with 5:20 to go and see how long she can stay? She's an integral part of this team. She brings them their only real size, and the free throw is up and good by Abby Laird. 31-30. Jeff North up one. Second free throw in a very quiet gym. Will not go in, and a rebound pulled down by Atchison County. Tigers will bring it up the floor, and over to the right side is going to come Schletzbaum back out on top to Nitz. 31-30, Jeff North. 5:10 to go. On the left side is Bowerly. She will drive in, try to spin it, travels with the ball, her pivot foot moved, and now she'll kick it back. Schletzbaum's three fails. Offensive rebound, pushed back up and in by Wallace. And the Tigers are in front for the first time in a long time. Aaliyah Wallace has eight, and it's 32-31. 4:44 to go. The shot underneath misses. Rebound to go back down. Atchison County. Up the floor, Schletzbaum. Drops a shoulder. Did she charge? Did she get? She got blocked. They're going to call a blocking foul on the other end of the floor. And Wallace will come to the line for a couple of, or rather, Schletzbaum will come to the line for a couple of shots here. That is now for JCN, the fourth foul by Lydia Tweed. So JCN has two players with four fouls each. First free throw rattles in for Schletzbaum. And it's 32-32. Excuse me. Let me fix that. 33-31. Second free throw rattles in. So now it is a 3-point lead for Atchison County. 4.5 to go. Coming up the floor, we've got to reach in and we've got a foul on Schletzbaum. She had hoped to pick the pocket of Kara Wisduba, and instead will pick up her second foul of the evening. And that will be team foul 7 and put Jefferson County North at the free throw line. So for the Chargers, good free throw shooting down the stretch is going to be essential. Kara Wisduba coming up, 7 points in the game. Hasn't scored in the second half. 2 out of 3 at the line tonight. This one, yes. She will earn the bonus. 34-32. And we're going to get Wallace back into the game. Remember, she has four fouls for Atchison County. Wisduba's second free throw. Yes. So Tara Wisduba, 9 points. And it is, again, a 1-point game at 34-33. ACCHS has the basketball and a 1-point lead. We go inside 4.5 minutes to play in the game. On the right side, it's going to be Bowerly. Wallace and Thompson fall to the floor as they get pushing one another. And both of them are out there with four fouls. Here's a shot, Bowerly, way too strong. And a rebound, and it's a mugging. And we got a foul on Schletzbaum. She reaches in, but she reached in with her whole arm, body, shoulder. Picks up the foul, and we're going to get walked to the other end of the floor. And JCN again is going to come to the free throw line, and again, good free throw shooting down the stretch is crucial. Ozdouma hit two just a moment ago. She's got two shots coming up here. The official lecturing the teams as he stands in the middle of the lane. I mean, he is giving them chapter and verse out there right now. That's pretty good. You don't get that every day. First free throw. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Jobin. And Jason is going to control down the basketball. Long cross court, Easterday. The feet underneath, Macy shoots, missed it. Rebound, Wallace. Macy, is she okay? Man, she got tripped and thrown hard to the floor. Gets up, though, and seems to be all right. She seems pretty angry about it, but she seems okay. Coach is going to take her out and just make sure that she's all right. 4:07 to play in the game. JC and will be putting it in play at their baseline. Way out on top, it'll come to Easterday. On the left to Claire. Jobin starts to drive in. Easterday on top. Back to Jobin. She'll go three. That's another one. Big shot for Claire Jobin. 15 points. 36-34, JCN. We're now at 3:50 to go. Natalie Nitz will take a top side. Schletzbaum to Nitz. Chargers again in that 3-2 zone. Cutting in the middle. There's the Euro step again. Many steps. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be off Atchison County. Returning to the floor for head coach Steve Nolan will be Lydia Tweed. And coming in for Tiger head coach Austin Eckert. Out of the game is going to come Macy Burns, and back in is going to come Laney Panel. Chargers coming up the floor with it. They'll take it across the timeline. Claire will have it. Gets it back to Tara. 3:20 to go. Chargers with the basketball, leading it by two. And again, they can afford to get really patient here. The feed in the middle. Laird shoots it in. She went through Wallace. And the thing was, Wallace has got to be careful with four fouls now. And she could not defend her the way she wanted to. Two right there for Laird. And we got a Tiger timeout. Taking a break. 3:04 to go in the game. It's Jeff North 38, Atchison County 34.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Three minutes, 4 seconds to play. Welcome to Volleyball Kansas in Class 2A Substate. First game of the night, a thriller that Jackson Heights was able to win with a court length drive and a layup with less than 2 seconds to play, and they win by one. Now, ACC just, if you look at the Tigers out there, do they look a little tired? I mean, they're kind of flat-footed and kind of, I don't know, they just don't.
Yeah, I think they've had the same couple of people in for a while,
yeah,
though, as
be.
Well.
Yeah. That'll tucker you out. Now the cross-court pass, not Frank Stone. Here comes Lisuba, driving it down the court. Goes in, head fake, shoot, gets fouled. No, and there's the foul. Lisuba did a good job of anticipating. And it's going to be put in down to the baseline by JCN with 2:50 to play. Way out on top it'll go. Tweed, baseline, driving in. Lisuba gets fouled by Laney. And Panel collects her second foul of the game. Coach Noel nods in approval over there. He didn't want her to take that shot. Leading here by four, you want to be pretty selective. I mean, and the head fake shook her defender. Tigers are going to bring Jordan Kaplinger back in. Last one and one of the night. Front half is good. And Tara Wisduba has scored 10 points. She's 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Free throws have been her only fourth quarter point. Second free throw. She'll get it too. And it's now 40 to 34. So what is this now, a 9-0 run for JCN? Wow, JCN on a 9-0 run in the last 2 minutes. Here's Schletzbach. Pass across the floor, batted away by Jobbins. It's going to be saved by Laird. JCN coming up with the basketball. 2.5 to go in the game. Chargers have the ball up by 6. Topside with Stuba. Slides left. Backs away. Cuts back toward the baseline. Dumps it into the corner. Kicks it back out to the left wing to Jobbins. Cross court it goes with Stuba. She'll drive right. Goes in. Shot up, missing. Offensive rebound. Goes up, missing. Rebound's going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Charger basketball. Tremendous effort and a headlong dive by Natalie Nitz, but unable to control the back end. Coach Austin Eckert is going to bring Macy Burns back in. 2:03 to go. Tick-tock. The clock is rolling. Chargers are bringing in way out on top. Cutting into the left side. They'll kick it over to Wistuba. Back out on top. Jobbins. And now to Johnson. Here's Clara. She'll go left side. Wistuba. Minute 50 to go. And JC is going to take a timeout. Coach Steve Noel is going to set the chart for his team in those last minute 49. Timeout on the court. 1:49 left in the game. Jefferson County North 40, ACCHS 34.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
I'll tell you what, if you look at both benches, those coaches have the rapt attention of every player on both sides, because with less than 2 minutes to go in a sub-state game, and you know your future playing another game hangs on these last minute 49, you better be paying some attention right here. ACCHS is the first team to break out onto the floor, and they are going to bring... Got Macy Burns, Dalia Wallish, Natalie Nitz, Allison, Addison Schletzbaum, and Mackenzie Bowerly. And the Tigers are going to steal the inbound pass. Oh, my goodness. Here comes ACCHS with a chance, and Nitz double dribbles. Doesn't get a call. Back out of top, it'll come to Schletzbaum. And now the Tigers have all the time in the world, only trailing by 2 possessions. Everybody on the floor for Atchison County could drain a 3. They are all extremely good shooters. Long cross court, it goes to Bowerly. She will accelerate, go to the baseline, brings it back off on top. Around with a minute 20 to go. Nitz, one-hand push pass over to Bowerly. She'll cut in, play off the screen, miss the shot. Rebound, Abby Laird. That was a fantastic rebound. And here comes Jefferson County North. Bowerly defending all the way up the floor. Bumping Jobbins, no foul. Kicks it over to Wistuba. Into the corner, it goes to Tweed. 1 minute to play. Now JCN going to get fouled on the sideline. There will be 2 free throws taken here as now JCN is in the double bonus with team foul 10. And it's going to be the second foul of the ball game for the Tigers, Macy Burns. Coming to the line, Lydia. Free throw. Won't go. Lydia Tweed. Lydia has started, been out there probably as much as any player on either team looking for her first point tonight. One more shot coming up for Lydia Tweed. One more shot is big. It would make it a 3-possession game. Second one, short, rebound, Tigers. Here comes Atchison County. Schletzbaum up to Nitz. 50 seconds to go. Nitz goes NBA 3. Rebound. Pulled back down by the Tigers. Cross-court pass batted away. Stolen. Here comes Clara. She stops. She pops. She scores. Clara Johnson. is now 42-34 with 34 seconds to play. Timeout, Atchison County. Taking a break with them. 33 seconds to go. It is Jeff North 42, ACCHS 34.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in Valley Falls for ACCHS. It is time to do your very best, pull a rabbit out of a hat, because they're in some trouble down 8 with 33 seconds to go. But they've got the ball and playing against some great shooters. Let's see what Coach has drawn up for them. Coach Austin Ecker coming out of the timeout. Here's a three. Nitz off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Chargers pull it down. And Lydia is going to get fouled in the backcourt quickly by Bowerly. Lydia Tweed coming back to the free throw line. Lydia missed two a moment ago. 1 couple of shots coming up here for Lydia, the senior for JCN. Shot is up. Won't quite go. She's saying, I'm going to hit one of these. I don't want my season to end right here, right now. It remains 42-34 with 23 seconds left. Big Jim's awfully quiet. Lydia sends it. Oh, won't go. Rebounding it down is Wallish. Tigers are going to have to go and go fast. Into the forecourt at 19. Bowerly, they're running three. Missed. Rebound, Jeff North. Chargers looking to salt this away. We get a foul by Nitz in the backcourt. JCN fans should be coming to their feet, you think, right about now. 13 seconds to play. If you're keeping your scorebook at home, it'll be the fourth foul of the ball game by Natalie Nitz. That, not material. Coming up with the free throw line, Tara Wastuba, who is 4 of 5 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. And that went 5 of 6. But the biggest number of all, 13.2 seconds left. Wastuba looks it, sends it. Yeah, doesn't get it. Rebound underneath, followed up, no. Rebound underneath, followed up, no. Rebound underneath, blocked. Here come the Tigers. Down with it, Natalie. Nitz for three. Gets it. Natalie hits a three, but it's too little. We're going to get a timeout with a half a second to play. It is 43-37. And 0.5 on the scoreboard. And Mark Joseph going to hang on to it right here because I'm not good enough to get it to you and back with a half a second to spare. So, they're going to push it to 2. They're going to fix the clock. Go to 2.0. So Saturday night, we're going to be back tomorrow night for the guys' two games, okay? But then Saturday night is the 6 o'clock game. Who are we going to have? Jackson Heights, JCN.
Of course.
So there you go. Tomorrow night, a couple of tough guys' games coming up. We'll be looking forward to bringing those to you. But right now, we're here for the finish of this one. JCN will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. Lady Tigers have a couple of seniors on their team. The ball comes in, and they're going to call a foul with a half a second. Okay, I guess they are. For ACCHS, Macy Burns and Corey Wagner, the two seniors on the club. Coming to the free throw line for JCN. by the way, that's Bowerly's third foul. Come to the line for JCN. It's going to be Claire. Free throw. Not going to happen. She's got a big grin, sheepish look on her face, as if to say, you know what, I wish I'd hit it, but I still feel pretty good. And the claws for the Tiger senior, Macy Burns, as she comes off the floor for the last time. This second free throw's up. It won't go, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 43. ACCHS 37, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back to County Falls, Kansas, where the second game in the books, it JCN gets by Atchison County, 43-37. Is you got the scoring in this one?
Yeah, starting off with ACCHS, we have, 1 second, let me find this on the roster, Aaliyah Wallish with 8 points. With 15 points, we have Addison Schlitzbaum. With 9 points, we have Natalie Knitt. And with 4 points, we have Mackenzie Bowerly. For JCN, we have Tara Wisuba with 12 points. With 15 points, we have Claire Jobbins. With 3 points, we have, 1 second, we'll help here for you.
Okay, which one are you looking at? I'm sorry. Oh, that's Macy, which they have down as Allison, her real name.
Oh, that's a little helpful. Macy Thompson.
Yeah.
With 7 points, we have Clara Johnson with 1 point, 7 points, sorry. Yeah, we have Clara Johnson. With 1 point, we have Elizabeth Easterday. With 5 points, we have Abby Lord.
So there you have it. ACCHS wraps up their season at 18-5, and Jefferson County North will be playing for the right to go to the state tournament on Saturday. We'll be here for that. We'll be back here tomorrow night, too, because it'll be guys' games, and we're looking forward to bringing them to you first game at 6, the second game at 7:30 tomorrow night. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. A couple of thrilling, thrilling games tonight. Substate basketball, it gets no better than this. Thanks for having been with us. And it's time to greet you tomorrow night for our man Joseph. He's back at the CARE Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always. Thank you very much for easing with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.